prayer, unfortunately, is so misunderstood. We don't want to pray. And even Scripture says we don't pray as we ought. We consider prayer a task, something that I'm obligated to do, something that I don't want to do. I don't have time for prayer. Prayer is a waste of my time because we consider it a task rather than what it really is. Prayer is who we are. Prayer is a relationship. Prayer is intimate. Prayer is mutual. In prayer, we are in an intimate dialogue with God, who we need to hear because He has the words of everlasting life. We need to hear His word because His word is efficacious. It affects change inside of us. We even say, Lord, we're not worthy that you should enter under our roof, but only say the word, and my soul will be healed. The problem is, I don't have time for that word. I don't want to pray. And that's why the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Because they watched. They learned. They saw Jesus always go away. He said, come away with me. He would always go to the Father. He was always in communion with the Father. It wasn't something that he left for the end of the day or something that he did in the morning and then didn't do again the rest of the day. Jesus was always in communion with the Father because prayer is who he is. It's a relationship. It's ongoing. It's active. It's not something that we did. It's something that we do, and we do all the time. Emmaus for us is a catechesis on prayer. These are two disciples who remind us of the disciples where they were in a boat in the middle of life's storms, and they were relying on their own energy, on their own knowledge, and they couldn't beat the storm. And Jesus was right next to them. And he was asleep, we hear. He was like, I'll wait. That's what God does. He waits for us in prayer, waiting for us to engage him in dialogue and to ask, to seek, to know, to receive, to knock. We need what God has to give us because it's how we are risen. We are raised into newness of life. And it wasn't until they asked Jesus in that boat, help. Don't you care about us? It's almost like the Lord says, oh, you're talking to me? I'm sorry. Because the whole time, you never related to me. You never asked me for help. You never asked me for assistance. And the road to Emmaus again, they have seen tragedy. They have experienced violence, rejection, betrayal, hatred. And they're running away like we do. If we're running from something, what are we running to? They're running away. And they're running to something, but it's not to the Father, as Jesus taught them when he taught them how to pray the Our Father. That when you're going through a situation, pray Scripture. Pray. Do an examination of conscience. Go to the Father. And the Father will give you what you need. Ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock on the door of our Father's heart, and he will give you what you need. He will all help you to overcome those desolate feelings and those moments of despair. So Jesus comes again, almost sleeping, waiting. And he comes to them as we usually do in our families and in our friends, in our workplaces. We go about it ourselves. Non-relational thought. We're just thinking, we're debating, we're struggling, we're fighting, we're doing it all on our own, but we never ask Jesus for help. We never ask him for advice. We never seek guidance and counsel. That's the effect of prayer. And so Jesus says, well, let me teach them how to pray. Because in moments of desolation, St. Ignatius of Loyola says that we should meditate on Scripture. We should make a good examination of conscience when we're feeling desolate. And God will console us in that moment and help us to respond with gratitude and seek God's will always in our life. So Jesus has to teach them to pray. And he does that by helping them to examine their conscience. What's going on? Where are you going? What are you talking about? He's helping them to acknowledge their thoughts, their feelings, and desires. And then he begins to teach them how to relate all that to him. Tell me what your experience. Tell me what happened. I know it all, but I'm going to trust and to relate to you as if I know nothing. I want you to tell me everything. And then little by little, Jesus helps them to receive grace, faith, the blessing. He begins to console them. He helps them to forget about their problems and to begin to remember him. Do this in remembrance of me. That remember me, and you will forget about yourself. And then I will help you to remember you and all that the Father has done for you. And after he begins to help them to receive, their hearts are ablaze, on fire. And now we have the response. They can respond in gratitude and in truth, and they can go back the other way, not running away from their problems or running away to addictions or running away to a lack of prayer. No, they go back into the life of Christ. That's how we pray. It's called ARRR. It's that sound we make when we lose control. Arr! It means to acknowledge to God our thoughts, our feelings, our going-ons in our lives, our shortcomings, our disappointments, our humiliation. Acknowledge, but begin to relate it to God. Don't hold it in till it explodes. Relate it to God, and God will help you to receive the grace, the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the truth, the counsel that you need in order to respond with great gratitude and thanksgiving. And that's what the Eucharist is, great gratitude and thanksgiving. So stop debating, stop arguing, stop going through life without Jesus. He's right next to you. He always walks with you on the journey of faith. Acknowledge everything to him, relate it to him. Prayer is who we are. It's not just what we do, is who we are. Receive the grace that he will give you to overcome your shortcomings, your heartaches and disappointments, and you will always respond with great gratitude.